Welcome to another edition of the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, I go down to talk to the Paris FFA chapter, where I'm joined by President Sage Simpson, Treasurer Ty Rhodes, Sentinel Brody Quinn, Vice President Kaylee Clyke, and co-advisor and ag teacher Katie Libby to talk about their chapter and all the activities that they're in, future aspirations for their chapter and for themselves. We'll find out about the Paris FFA chapter next on the Farm Forward podcast after a word from our sponsor, Newfields Ag.
Keep your plants supplied with nutrients all season long with biologicals from Newfields Ag. Cleaner, safer, greener solutions offered by Newfields Ag easily improve your crop and soil performance. You can apply on the seed, in furrow, or foliar and add significant return on investment. The next generation biologicals are here and Newfields Ag has the solutions for you. Buy BioStack CRW and other innovations for your field at NewfieldsAg.com or call Michael Musselman 309-826-2697.
Time for another edition of the Farm Forward podcast. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, today from Paris High School, talking with some of the good folks here with the Paris FFA chapter. I've got President Sage Simpson, their treasurer Ty Rhodes, their sentinel Brody Quinn, their vice president Kaylee Clyke, and Katie Libby, who is the co-advisor and ag teacher here at Paris. I want to thank everybody for joining us here today and talking a little Paris FFA chapter action with us. Sage, let's start with you. President, talk about your background in agriculture, where you're at, where you hope to be professionally, things that you're looking to go into, and your role as president, what that's all unfolded here for you.
All right, so currently I'm a junior in high school as our president. I grew up on a farm about 15 minutes from town. We've always done a lot of the corn and beans every year. We do different things like that around the house. We don't have a very big operation, but just a little one that we keep afloat every year. Currently, I work at Monocles as one of my jobs. This is something that I actually put into an SAE project for my FFA program. I've put it up for different awards and things, which I haven't done much with yet, but hope to look forward to next year. Through FFA and my job at Monocles currently, I just hope to get the experience to move on to do a job like HVAC or an electrician in the future, which is something I'm looking forward to. In my role as FFA president, I've learned a lot of leadership skills that I didn't know I possessed before, but have brought to light this last year. Being able to work with team members like Ty, Brody, and Kaylee, creating friendships with other members from other schools, getting to know different people, and also my role as a section officer, I get to express to other schools what we do and the mission that FFA stands for.
Well, let's talk about that too. Bigger school, one of the bigger chapters in our area, in our region. And so you have a bigger student body to pull from. About how many members do you guys have?
We have about 110 members, I believe, in our chapter alone.
Very good. So it's a lot of folks to keep track of and to get on board and folks that you have at your disposal to make some things happen here. But that also probably opens the door for some unique things for your chapter. What has that been like to have so many people involved and folks that you can kind of reach out to? And of course, their belief in you to be president.
Yeah, having all these different members is huge for us because not everyone comes from the same background. Some may be in an ag background, but it doesn't have to do with farming. It has to do with livestock. Or some may have an interest in the future of doing some sort of ag science or such that doesn't all relate as one individually, but together they create a whole that represents agriculture. So having all those ideas brought together to go to different events and such that help us give us the chance to move on in different CDE competitions or such, or to show what Paris FFA is about.
Now, you mentioned that your goals after high school is looking to get into HVAC or some type of utilities there. Are you looking to still gear that towards agriculture? Are you just generalizing, or is there still kind of some up-in-the-air feelings about that?
Yes, sir. I'm looking to keep it towards an ag-related subject. Agriculture is always something that's been close to my heart, even through the HVAC or electrician or whatever I may do in the future. Keeping close to that farming, you know, working ground every year for a local family that I know really well or something is something I look forward to the most just because it's something I enjoy.
Very good. CDEs that you're involved in, anything that you particularly enjoy or that you're good at?
I'd say my two favorite ones would be the tractor driving one, and then the other one would be meets. Meets is one that, again, FFA, you don't always know what you're getting into, but it's something I tried once I first got in. Never had tried it before, but I came out third place in our section, and it's something that I look forward to every year just to try to improve on.
Very good. Let's slide over here to Kaylee here while we're in this seat here, because I've got to move my way down the table. Kaylee, talk about your background, who you are, where you came from, and what you're looking to do beyond high school.
I've been in FFA for probably most of my life, honestly. In eighth grade is whenever I really started with helping my sister whenever she was in FFA. I came from a farm background. I've always grew up on the farm, helping out with grandma and grandpa. My family's pretty much involved in FFA. That's what our whole entire family's revolved around. I currently work at Real King, and I haven't decided yet on what I'm going to do after high school. I'm pretty much more involved in livestock judging than I am pretty much anything else. Livestock judging has always been me and my cousin's thing that we've done since we were little, going out, checking on the cows and everything.
So let's talk about your CDEs. You mentioned livestock judging. There's obviously a little bit of that can probably branch into. Are you involved in 4-H too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how long have you been a member?
As long as I can remember, since I was a little kid.
So you're coming pretty close to a 10-year 4-H'er.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Very good. You mentioned that you're still kind of up in the air beyond school. And, of course, you still got time to figure it out. But are you looking to stay in agriculture? Are you looking to do something outside, or still kind of back and forth?
I'm still back and forth, but I don't think I'll go for an agriculture background. Probably just work at a factory for a while and then live out my life.
Your life. Very nice. Other aspects of being a vice president in this FFA chapter that either you enjoyed or that you've accepted the challenge of participating in, is there something else that you enjoy here?
One of my favorite things has to be making new memories with new people, like meeting new people, making new connections, and helping other people understand like what FFA really is. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Did you go to a national convention this year? Any good things about that you were able to bring back and incorporate in your chapter?
Being able to go to this conference helps you get to meet other members from across the country, different types of people you didn't know, and also the different officers that are being retired or introduced to become the new ones. They give different leadership aspects and different qualities that you could work on as something they've learned throughout their process through FFA that they'd like to share to others for them to grow and become better at themselves.
Very good. Anything else we need to know about either Sage or Kaylee?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we're going to scoot on down here. We've got Ty Rhodes, who is the treasurer of the Paris FFA. Ty, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I come from a landscaping background. My family owns a landscaping business here in Paris. I mean, we're a pretty decently sized business, and that's really where my agriculture background comes from. Helping with all that stuff over the summers, learning it from my family, and being able to like incorporate it with coming into class, being able to talk about the stuff that I've learned outside of class, and just being able to relate it to the stuff we're doing in class with plant sales and growing plants and stuff like that.
Well, and I think in the time that we've had this podcast, it's been a very underrated aspect of what we talk about in agriculture when we uncover that is there are a lot of people that are into landscaping and have landscaping businesses and or have aspirations of going into landscaping and the plant side of things there that it shows a whole other element than just food. Granted, you can have food as part of your landscape there if you have fruit trees or whatnot, but nowadays with, and I call it the HGTV generation, where everybody wants to beautify their property. Everybody wants to get more value out of their property. It's not just farm property. It's not just about getting top dollar for your acre. It's about getting top dollar for your property if you have a house in town, and landscaping is a large part of that.
Yes, sir, you're right about that. People from all over the place, it's going to help your property value go up. It's going to make your place look better between mulching jobs, planting new plants, trees in different places, removing things, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
So is that what you're looking to do, take over the family business there and to continue growth there?
Not really. I mean, I would like to go into be able, like a agricultural sale, selling equipment or something like that.
Let's talk about your interests, what CDEs you're into, what's been your particular niche in doing CDEs.
So I'm relatively new to the ag thing, and I haven't been a part of very many of them here recently, so I'm still getting into that kind of stuff.
Anything that you think you might lean towards?
Not yet.
Still figuring it out. Are you involved in 4-H at all, or do anything over the summer months?
No, sir. I mean, just work.
Where do you work at? Besides landscaping.
Oh, I'm a help my neighbors with mowing for them and running a tractor for them and their cattle pastures and stuff like that. And then I help a guy down the road that is older or that needs help him cut trees and take care of his property and stuff like that.
Very good. We've got Brody Quinn, who is the Sentinel. Brody, tell us about you.
I'm a junior here at Paris. And most people think about the agricultural world as corn, soybeans, farming, stuff like that. But for me, it's more the outdoors. The outdoors has played a big role in my life. Been around it ever since I was real little. It's taught me a lot of things. It's definitely the peace in my world, my getaway place, and that's the big part of it for me.
If we can indulge a little bit here, we talked a little bit off air, you and Ty getting together for the common goal of waterfowl here. You guys have some things that are kind of brewing, possibly aspiring podcast. Definitely have an interest in going out and becoming sportsmen, if you will. Tell us a little bit about what that's like here and your interest with that.
So my stepfather is actually who introduced me into it. And you could call us a guide, but guiding takes a lot of work. And you have to basically sign away all the land you have permission on to the government. So how we work is everybody that comes and hunts with us is required to donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh.
And so we're big donors to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And I grew up deer hunting, but as I've gotten into the waterfowl world, it's became a big thing to me. I like it so much. I love it. I hate when it goes away. It's like a seasonal depression. So it's definitely very hardcore here when waterfowl season hits. People coming from all over the place, all over the United States. It's a very, very busy season. And I'm glad to have a friend in it now with me.
And you guys can continue to raise awareness and draw interest with that. You mentioned people come from all around for that, but how far out do they come?
Our farthest this year was the south part of Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's some dedication there. That's some dedication. And obviously, it's a good area for that, too. You know, there's a lot of areas that are kind of tucked away out in the countryside for that.
People come from the United States for us is Florida. The guy that came from Florida is originally from Ohio. It all helps my stepfather. Just connections. Connections is a big thing. You know people. They tell this person about you. That person tells this person about you. And your name gets spread pretty easily.
Very good. CDs that you're into. What are some things that you enjoy here as part of the FFA?
Meat judging and food science, always a big one. I'm a pretty outgoing guy, so I'm not afraid to go try the food at all the food sciences and stuff like that. And meat judging, you know, I process deer and stuff, so it comes kind of secondhand.
And then are you involved in any of the other organizations, 4-H, or play sports or anything of that nature?
I do play baseball in the spring. Over the summer, I worked for a mowing business, and I also umpired the younger league of baseball.
Oh, got an aspiring umpire. Do you enjoy that? No.
No.
You get a lot of people yelling at you from the stands?
You usually get some angry moms or grandma that likes to think they know what they're talking about, yeah.
Well, and I think that, too, that's where FFA probably comes in. You get a little bit of a tougher skin, I think, than some folks that don't have this background, right?
Oh, growing up in the ag industry and just being around people, you definitely have to grow a little bit of thicker skin. You got to be able to take some crap for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. I like how he doesn't sugarcoat everything there. So we're going to sneak down here. We're going to talk with the co-advisor, Katie Libby. Katie, it sounds like you've got quite the officer crew here. And with 110 folks at your disposal, it sounds like the chapter is thriving. Talk about your history in ag and how you got to the point where you're leading all these folks.
Yes. Yeah, so I was born and raised in Connecticut. And about 6 years ago, I moved out to Illinois after I got my master's in agriculture education. And I saw that there was a lot of job opportunities out here. So I've been in Illinois for about 6 years now. And I came to Paris because I would get to be a second advisor. And so I could share the roles and responsibilities of being an advisor with another person. Kiara does an absolute phenomenal job with anything that she plans, whether it come from banquet, the auction, as simple as chapter meetings. But I absolutely love my job and what I do. And I love watching all the kids grow.
You've been in this role 6 years, or you just been in the area 6 years?
I've been in Illinois for 6 years, okay. But this is my second year at Paris.
Second year here. So you've had that year, that kind of grace period under your belt. You're really getting comfortable in here. And what personal goals do you have of what you would like to see and where this program, this chapter going from whenever you took it over? Is there some personal expectation or professional expectation of kind of where you want to be?
So I've learned a lot with the greenhouse. Our greenhouse plant sale in the spring is one of our biggest fundraisers to pay for conventions, conferences, hotel rooms for those. And so I'm really looking forward to learning more about growing the plants from seed versus ordering plugs. The plugs that we get in are always gorgeous. We don't typically have any issues with them. So right now we're doing that. I'd love to give more back to the community. So we are currently working with Don Bartos for the golf course. And so we're growing elephant grass for him, pampas grass. So the kids are learning about growing different types of grasses and the responsibility that comes with that. Pest management is a really big one in the greenhouse, but yeah.
Very good. Before we tie up with you here, let's talk about the fundraisers. You mentioned the plant sales in the spring here. Do you guys have alumni auction or anything that's tied to that? Or is that still something that you're still working out, or any other fundraisers that you guys have in the year to raise money for Blue Jackets or anything of the sorts?
We do have an online auction, and our ag business class is currently working on collecting donations for that. Other fundraisers that we do are strawberry sales, so we just wrapped up our sales. So that money also helps out with that. We're also doing a carnation gram where students can purchase a carnation. They can write themselves or their friend or significant other a little message, and then that gets delivered during lunch. And then this past winter, we did a poinsettia sale. So we bought 100 poinsettias. The kids learned how to get them to turn the bracts different colors. So. Yeah.
But it sounds like a good group on board here. Things are going in the right direction. For folks that may want to help contribute to the Paris FFA, whether they want to either donate or just gain more information, you have like a website, social media presence, way to reach out, things like that?
Yes. So our reporter this year has made a TikTok for the Paris FFA. And so they have been posting a few videos about our plant sale, conventions, maybe just their experiences on the bus rides to connect with other FFA members around. We also have a Facebook page. It's Paris, Illinois FFA.
Make sure it's spelled out Illinois, right?
Yes.
It's the same way of looking up things for sports. I have to type in Paris, Illinois Tigers High School, because otherwise I'm getting something in French.
Yeah. So Paris, comma, and then spell out Illinois, and then you'll see FFA, and you'll see all the great things that these kids are doing with their competitions. We've got a couple kids going to district proficiency awards for their SAE projects, which is super exciting. So we had about 8 students compete at the section level.
Oh, wow. So very good. So very ingrained and involved students here and making some things happen. And I'm going to guess quite a few of them are going to end up in an agriculture career. But I think as we've talked with a lot of folks on this podcast, there's a great smattering of folks that are not going to be in an agriculture field, but are going to get the benefit of learning where their food comes from, learning how to speak in front of a crowd and to have those conversations that are so vital to keeping America going.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, I really talk a lot in my classes about different careers kids can go into from agriculture, and we learn it's not just farming or being a vet. It's also working in science labs, working for companies to develop biodiesel and biofuels and alternative sources. It's also looking at pest management, working in sales. A lot of the kids are really great entrepreneurs and could sell a rock to a loaf of bread is how good they are. So, yeah. I love this job so much.
Absolutely. And it takes somebody having a passion for it to continue to keep it rolling. And of course, that can be contagious as well. Is there anything else that we want to talk about what you guys are doing with the chapter and anything else of interest?
Our chapter just does all they can to provide for our community and getting involved if we can, get our name out and represent FFA as best we can.
That's a key element, because even though you guys have a strong chapter here, there's a lot of folks that either are just starting out. I know I came from Effingham originally, and they just started their chapter here the last couple of years. So it's about really trying to make good use of the resources that you have while you have it. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today. That is Sage Simpson, the president, Ty Rhodes, the treasurer, Brody Quinn, the sentinel, Kaylee Clyke, the vice president, Katie Libby, co-advisor and ag teacher, and of course, mentioned to Kiara Roberts, the co-advisor for the Paris FFA, who is the other co-advisor who wasn't here today, but has done so much to keep the Paris FFA up and running here. We want to thank you for joining us for another edition of the Farm Forward podcast, and we keep it tuned to WITYradio.com for future episodes. I'm Chad Baker.